This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, war now. The world's going crazy, isn't it? Seemed like things were going great for Trump. Seemed like his re-election rolling along. And then suddenly, two mass shootings over the weekend. And the Democratic Party turns that into a Donald Trump hate fest. Oh, yeah, we're the hateful ones. They're not too hateful, are they? Over the weekend, instead of saying, my God, what a terrible thing. Let's try and come together. Let's compromise. Let's figure out a way to stop mass shootings, although I believe, Wayne Root believes, there is no way to stop mass shootings. Very little way, other than to ban gun-free zones, other than to give people across this country in all 50 states federal reciprocity with your concealed carry permits, your CCW permits, other than to demand a death penalty without delay, without 30 years of appeals. With someone who commits a mass murder and they're found guilty, you just kill them right away. That serves as a deterrent. Things like that are what I would do in response to these kind of killings. But the one thing I wouldn't do is say this is about white supremacism and white nationalism. And this is about conservatives who hate Hispanics. I've never heard anything so ridiculous in my entire life. I don't know a conservative in the world who wants to see a single person shot, killed, raped, tortured, shot at because we don't like the way they think or because we don't like the color of their skin. I've never heard a conservative ever say that in my entire life. I've never heard anyone say, gee, let's condone mass murder. I've never heard anyone say the reason we like guns is because we love when people use them to kill 20 people at a time. I've never heard that. The Democratic Party is losing on the economy. Losing, losing, losing on the economy to President Trump. He's got them. And they're losing on immigration. He's got them. And so they've got nowhere else to go but to use incidents like this for their own personal selfish gain. To try and blame us when a mentally ill nut job slaughters people. By the way, it was on this date last year in Chicago that 74 people were shot and 12 fatally wounded over the weekend. 12 fatally, I should say, not wounded, 12 murdered. 74 shot, 12 murdered in Chicago in one weekend. This was in the Chicago newspaper, Chicago Tribune, August 6, 2018. Last August 6th. Just 1 year ago. Today's August 5th. So 1 year ago, almost today, was a weekend of death in Chicago, and the media didn't care. The media said nothing. In a city with the strictest gun control in the country. Andrew Cuomo. I mean, it was coordinated. First of all, by the way, do you realize one of the two attacks this weekend was by a liberal, a fan of Elizabeth Warren, a socialist? A progressive in Dayton, Ohio, as liberal as they get. That killer was a liberal. I don't know if he was Antifa. I don't know if he was. I don't know what he was. I don't care. I didn't blame the entire Democratic Party for a liberal nutcase who's mentally ill, who goes out shooting people. And the guy in Texas, by the way, whether he was Republican or not, whether his dissertation that he wrote and put up on the internet, whether you'd call it conservative or Republican, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. He said he was for universal income and universal health care. How's that a Republican? Now, was he also extreme on the issue of immigration? Sure. He went looking to shoot Hispanics. No question about that. I don't think there's any debate at all about that. And that's disgusting. That's horrible. But you can't stop that. He bought his gun legally. There's only two things that happen in a mass shooting. Either the killer buys his gun legally, which means you could have never changed anything, because if you did a background check, as it is, you do a background check before you buy a gun. So you bought it legally, well, how is that going to help? Or they buy them illegally, in which case nothing you do will help, because criminals don't bother with legal laws, so it doesn't matter to them what's legal and what's not. They buy it on the black market, where anyone will sell you anything. So all these arguments are ridiculous. Red flag laws, gun control laws, ban assault weapons. It's all BS. They just are trying to figure out some way to malign Trump. This has gone on for 2.5 years. Never have I seen anything like it. Beto O'Rourke goes on a crazy, profane rant when asked what Trump could do to improve the situation in Texas. He went on a cuss-filled rant to the media when asked what could President Trump do to make it any better regarding the El Paso shooting. This came after, one day after O'Rourke declared that Trump's a racist and he stokes racism in this country. And O'Rourke's answer to the question, what could Trump do? What do you think, he said. You know the blank he's been saying. He's been calling Mexican immigrants rapists and criminals. I don't know, like members of the press. What the blank? Hold on a second. You know, it's these questions that you know the answers to. I mean, connect the dots about what's going on in this country. He's not tolerating racism. He's promoting racism. He's not tolerating violence. He's inciting racism and violence. So, you know, I just don't know what kind of a question that is. This is all captured by CNN reporter Eric Bradner. He didn't mention the guy in Dayton was a liberal, progressive Elizabeth Warren supporter. Might very well have been a Beto O'Rourke supporter. And then you have an El Paso congresswoman, Veronica Escobar, telling President Trump he's not welcome to visit El Paso. She blamed Trump for the shooting. Trump's reportedly planning to visit El Paso and Dayton, and Escobar made the comments at MSNBC's Morning Joe. He's not welcome here. He should not come here while we are in mourning. Words have consequences. The president has made my community and my people the enemy. He's told the country where people to be feared, people to be hated. These people are crazy. So what do you say in Dayton when a liberal did it? What has this got to do with white extremism? Nothing. That shooting was a nutcase, a mentally ill nutcase, and yeah, he was white. So you can call that white extremism. What do you call the guy in Dayton? A nutcase, white, Democrat, liberal extremist. So that's liberal extremism. If my math's right, that's one on one side, one on the other. That's called 50-50. But I'm not blaming liberals. When that liberal crazy man shot those Republican congressmen practicing their baseball game at a baseball practice, there you could certainly blame one side. But when a guy goes on a rampage and shoots people at random, it's not belongs to one side or the other. Crazy. Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, on MSNBC Live today, said President Trump has fomented hatred, which led to the El Paso shooting. So who fomented the hatred in Dayton? What's happening here is the president and Republicans don't want to pass gun laws that affect guns, period. Presidents even said today mental illness and hatred pulled the trigger, not the gun. Of course it did. And his response, Governor Cuomo says, how absurd is that? The trigger's on the gun. It's the height of hypocrisy for the president to blame hatred when the president's fomented hatred. Hatred's the virus, the hypodermic needle that injects it into the body politic is the gun. They don't want to pass gun laws. You're right. Because I know how evil you are on the left. This is all a scam. The minute you pass laws called red sky laws that involve mental illness, and this might happen, it might happen, because President Trump basically came out suggesting he may be for it today. But when you pass it, this is the liberals' dream. These are the people that would declare everyone, including Wayne Root, insane. You know me, 58 years old, never done anything wrong in my life. Never done anything mentally ill in my life. Managed somehow to be a successful businessman who's made millions in his life. never get so much as a parking ticket. They would put me in front of a judge, and they'd ask my opinion, and I'd say, yeah, illegals are terrible people. That's right. They should be in this country. They're bankrupting the country, and some of them are murderers and rapists. And the judge would say, insane, take his guns away. That's what liberals want. They're going to make it so everybody on the right gets declared insane, or a lot of us do. But having said that, I am by nature a negotiator and a compromiser. I said today on Twitter and Facebook, and I meant it. If there's a deal to be done, a compromise to be done, don't just give it away. Let's get something on our side. If you're going to pass red sky laws, if you're going to pass some sort of gun control, gun registration, which I don't think you should because all this is a joke. People will get the guns illegally, and all that happens is legal citizens are left, A, defenseless, and B, it's an excuse for the government to crack down and arrest us. Happens every day due to these ridiculous gun laws. Well, you don't remember you left your gun in the back of your car, and you happen to drive somewhere, and the police pull you over, and that's it. 6 years in prison with hardcore prisoners. Oh, yeah, those are carried out every day in New York and New Jersey and Connecticut. Ridiculous. If you don't commit a crime with your gun, why is it a crime? But if something's going to be passed as a compromise, and I understand Trump has to get females to vote for him and suburbanites to vote for him, and you got to win this election. Everything is the whole ball of wax is winning this election. So if you're going to pass something that claims to try and stop mass shootings, which I'm telling you, it won't. But if you're going to get something in return, and what you should get is ban gun-free zones. They're killing fields. This keeps happening in gun-free zones. And make sure you pass reciprocity for people with concealed carry permits. They can carry them everywhere in this country without the fear of being put in jail for being a good guy, because good guys stop bad guys. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804. Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. USA Radio Newsmax TV reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. In the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump Land, this is war. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET in Las Vegas, Nevada. Edward Stoltz, owner, operator, founder, the man who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national syndication. It's the Ed and Fred Show, dedicated to Ed Stoltz and Fred Weinberg. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Love to take your calls, 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. Pointed out by a couple of my very rabid fans who love listening to every minute of this show that they're not red sky laws. I must have said red sky, red flag laws that liberals are talking about and Trump might go along with. Red flag, of course, because when you think about it, it's a red flag. Someone's mentally ill. They did something mentally ill. It was a red flag, and they tell a judge, and the judge takes your guns away. And we'll see what happens with that. We'll see if there's enough support for that to make it happen. But if there is, I keep saying, you got to pass a reciprocity law as well. So people with concealed carry permits, CCW permits, in Nevada, where I live, as an example, can walk to Utah and not go to prison. You know, it should be reciprocity all over the United States. And what there shouldn't be is blame. As a matter of fact, it's funny because, you know, for years and years when Obama was president, there were lots of shootings. They were almost all by Muslims, Muslim extremists, radical Muslim extremists. And Democrats argued you can't blame Islam. You cannot blame the entire Muslim race for one person shooting. Even if it was inspired by the Quran and the words of Muhammad, you can't blame Islam, they said. But the minute one white guy shoots anybody, it's every white person's fault, it's every Republican's fault, it's Donald Trump's fault. Do you blame all liberals because of what happened in Dayton? Because there's no question what happened in Dayton was a liberal. No question. And by the way, how bad is it in Chicago? I pointed out that a year ago, on almost this date, actually tomorrow, a year ago tomorrow, over 70 shot in Chicago in one weekend. Isn't that a mass shooting? It's by 70 separate people, but it's still a mass shooting every weekend in Chicago. Liberals don't care. Strictest gun control in the nation. They don't care. But how about we fast forward to now? Chicago hospital stops accepting gunshot victims after their trauma center is overwhelmed. El Paso and Dayton aren't the only U.S. cities that suffered tragic shootings. Following 60 shootings in the first 96 hours of August, seven of them killed, Chicago's Mount Sinai Hospital temporarily stopped accepting patients on Sunday because they hit maximum capacity after 17 people were shot between Saturday night and Sunday morning. But it's in 17 different shootings, so nobody cares. 12 of the victims were rushed to Mount Sinai, causing the hospital to go on bypass for several hours, meaning ambulances carrying new patients who got shot had to be diverted to one of the city's other four trauma centers. Trauma center capacity issues are not entirely uncommon in Chicago. All level one trauma centers are overwhelmed, according to hospital official Robert Recavi, but we all manage. There's just so many shootings in Chicago, hospitals are completely overwhelmed. Chicago's August off to a bloody start. This weekend, one of the city's better ones in recent history. But overall, in the first 96 hours of August, 60 shootings. And yet, the profane attacks coming from Democrats unleashed on Trump and Republicans over the mass shootings, over the top, hard to even believe. O'Rourke, Cory Booker, the usual suspects, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren. Meanwhile, nobody mentions anything about the fact that Rand Paul has part of his lung removed in surgery due to damage from the assault by a liberal maniac on his lawn last year, or 2 years ago. Can you imagine? Rand Paul, United States Senator, Kentucky, had part of his lung removed over the weekend because some liberal nutcase, Rene Boucher, attacked him. Does that mean that every liberal in America is guilty? Because that's sure what you're making it. Even though this weekend had two mass attacks, one by a liberal.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A move by the Chinese government to affect their currency causes a major shakeup on the stock market and a massive sell-off, as the Dow was down 767 points to close at 25,717. Trader Teddy Weisenberg joins Fox Business and believes,
market says, you know, Ashley can deal with just about anything, good news, bad news, but clearly uncertainty, and the uncertainty that continues to be created around these tariff negotiations and all the difficult fallout from it clearly is not a positive for the market.
President Trump is calling this weekend's mass killings in Texas and Ohio wicked and evil.
In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy.
The president also said the alleged killer should face the death penalty. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
There is so much going on, I cannot keep up with it. I couldn't stuff this into a 12-hour show. It's unbelievable. The U.S. just designated China as a currency manipulator. I mean, great job, Trump. China came back at us today. Stock market down over 700 points. Gold way up. You know, all of you know how I feel about gold. I love gold. I buy gold every chance I get. You got to buy gold. Buy gold, buy gold, buy gold. The world appears to be awash in crisis and chaos, conspiracy and controversy. The four C's. U.S. designates China as a currency manipulator. And this just in, Beto O'Rourke. Who gives a crap what Beto O'Rourke thinks? Beto O'Rourke tells Trump, stay out of El Paso. As if he has a right to tell the President of the United States where he can go. I'd like to tell Beto O'Rourke where he can go. Where the sun don't shine. AmFest 19 is the sponsor of this segment of the show. AmFest 19 is the most entertaining political event in Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected or any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, anyone who wants to be empowered and entertained, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida on October 10th to 12th. Headline speakers, Wayne Allen Root. I know that guy. I love that guy. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I love her. Dinesh D'Souza, I love him. Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, great guy. Brandon Straka, the Walkaway Movement, great guy. Acting legend Robert Davi, great guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump love fest. AmFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. Amen. You know I'm going to that pool party and that yacht party and that fashion show. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. October 10th to 12th. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. Want to see me speak? I'll see you in Miami. All right, we've got our guest, Liz Peek. She's a columnist for Fox News and The Hill. Her website is LizPeek.com, as in P-E-E-K, LizPeek.com. Liz, is this an eventful news day or what?
What news?
I can't keep up with this. It's impossible. Market down 700-plus points. China coming after us. We're calling them currency manipulators. Shootings over the weekend. Every Democrat blaming Trump. It's enough to make your head spin in circles, right?
Yeah, I mean, none of it good, right? None of this is good news, either for President Trump or for the country, in my view. The shootings... Look, we have the same drill every time. Everyone blames Trump. The truth is, during Obama's term, also, there were an enormous number of mass shootings, including Sandy Hook and Orlando and a whole bunch of others. No one blamed Obama, and rightly so. These people are disturbed, and I don't think President Trump has much to do with that. But, you know, look, this is open season on President Trump because we have an election coming up. End of story.
Well, because they're clawing. They got nowhere to go. They can't beat him on the economy, or at least up till now they haven't been able to beat him on the economy.
Well, up till now, yeah. I mean, I am concerned, and I wrote about this 3 or 4 weeks ago, saying, look, the trade deal, we have to have a trade deal with China because it was visible then. It's even more visible now that it is causing some hiccup in our growth, and that could spread pretty easily. You know, a lot of what President Trump brought to the table when he was elected was optimism. Optimism amongst consumers, sure, which still is pretty good, but also optimism amongst CEOs. And why is that important? Because when business people invest, it not only creates jobs, it leads to productivity gains, and that leads to higher wages. And that's a very virtuous circle, which was really going great through the fourth quarter of last year and has kind of come to a halt. I mean, business investment's been down the last two quarters. That means, you know, basically there's not much way we can really pay people more. Those are sort of the warning signs. There's some interesting indicators I follow. Like, there's something called the Cass Freight Index, which follows shipments of goods across the country. That's been
six months. I saw it.
You know, it's not, this is not good news. And so, look, I think President Trump's really frustrated. I think he understandably felt that going after China was the right thing to do, and he's right. It should have happened 20 years ago, but better late than never. But the Chinese, this is what the Chinese do. They prevaricate, they lie, they cheat, they pretend they're going to do something, then they don't do it. And he's frustrated, and I understand that, but I don't know that we're, you know, in a great place right now.
All right, so I wanted to respond with a couple of things. First of all, I wrote a column this weekend in newspapers around the country. It always originates in the Las Vegas Review Journal, and it mentions that there's a box in the back of the business section of the Las Vegas Review Journal of all the companies that are significant to Nevada and Las Vegas. And almost every one of them is up. Now, you said the last 6 months aren't as good. I get it. But yet, this only rates their stock price in the last 6 months. Caesars up 73%.
Wow.
Wynn up 24%. Las Vegas Sands up 13%. MGM Resorts up 21%. Switch, which is a big radio telephone carrier out here, Switch up 93.9%. Barrick Gold, which is, you know, number one supplier of gold in the world, based here in Nevada, up 43%. Allegiant Airlines up 47%, Boyd Gaming up 24%, Every Holdings Slot Machines up 133%, and Howard Hughes, that owns all the real estate in Vegas, up 35%. So I'm just pointing out, Liz, that it's not that bad. I mean, there's a lot of people making money because of Donald Trump, and no one seems to appreciate it.
Well, look, what's the point of this, though? We want it to continue, right? And unfortunately, people's memories are pretty short. Going into 2020 election, things have to be bubbling along, and they're
correct.
Not going to be looking back 6 months or a year and saying, oh, you know, I did well then. They're going to be looking at what's going on then. So
no, I can't argue with that.
And I think that the economy has good legs. And, I mean, all the deregulation, the lower corporate profits, taxes, all that is good. That's a good underpinning. You just don't want to undo it with this trade war. And again, I'm behind him on this. I think this is a good thing to be doing.
You and me both.
But you know, it's just got to work out well.
It's dangerous,
though. People are not going to be happy.
No, you and I are both for the trade war with China, you know, just the idea that they've been manipulating.
Yeah.
And we're both for it, but we both realize it could be very dangerous. But,
again,
I agree with your point that they're not going to worry about a year ago or 6 months ago. They're worrying about it the moment it goes into the election. At this moment in time, if Trump can get a deal by January 1st, I've always felt that's when he'd get the deal, then he goes into 2020 riding high.
I agree.
People will remember that. So that's what he's got to do. And I think China is just, you know, look, this is how you negotiate. China's fighting back. I get it. And we're fighting back. I get it. So in the end, I think we win. You know why? I just saw something I wanted to mention to you. If I could find it here, I got about 10,000 notes in front of me. But I just saw on Friday, interestingly enough, something. Oh, here it is. The repo rate in China soars 1,000% overnight, meaning people are getting their cars repossessed, their homes repossessed. I think we've beaten them badly in the trade war, and they're like, you know, reaching out desperately is my point. We've done well, our economy, despite the trade war.
Yep.
They haven't done so well. So I think Trump's winning it, and they're like a vicious adversary. When you get a dog cornered, bad stuff happens, right?
I don't disagree with that. There's all kinds of signs that their economy is under stress. There are companies going bankrupt. The economy there is extremely debt-dependent. And by the way, when they lower their currency level 10%, as they have done since the tariff thing began, you know, that means everything's more expensive for Chinese consumers. Inflation already was an issue there. It is not here. There are all kinds of reasons to be optimistic. And I think what the market reacted to today, actually, is there are a lot of people like you and me who are optimistic that this is all going to be okay, that it is going to work out. And over the past year and a half, the Chinese have made noises about a lot of positive things, allowing different kinds of financial firms to be active in their country, obviously ramping up purchases of agricultural products, though that's not a long-term issue, but making kind of promises and whatever, and kind of raising everybody's hopes that, they understand that they've got to operate in a different way. And then I think today it's just sort of, beginning in May, I should say, optimism began to fizzle about the trade deal. And then I think today, or Thursday, really, when Trump heard from the guys who went to Beijing that basically nothing has changed and that it's a pretty sour outlook, I think that's when everyone just sort of went, this isn't working. So,
and by the way, don't discount what happened over the weekend with the mass shootings. I think people are just on edge.
Yeah,
people are nervous, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
They're very nervous. And by the way, I'm not. These things happen all the time. Are they terrible? Yes. I'm not trying to downplay them. They're awful. But you can't stop a person who's nuts with an automatic weapon or a semi-automatic or even a pistol. If they're intent on killing 30 people, 100 people, then and you don't have anyone else in that room because it's a gun-free zone. Anyone else has a gun to stop them, they're going to kill 30 people. So I think the answer is get rid of gun-free zones. I think we need more good guys with guns to stop bad guys with guns. I think we're going in the completely wrong direction. But, you know, you and I are very sympathetic on economic issues. I know you're a New Yorker, and I know New Yorkers aren't so big on guns. Where do you stand on this whole gun control thing and maybe Trump's suggestion today linking gun control to immigration law?
Well, I haven't read his speech, and I need to do that kind of to know exactly what he was talking about. I had an interesting conversation over dinner the other night in the wake of these two events.
All right, so here's the music. Let's save it, Liz, for the next segment, okay?
Sure,
Hang in there. Tell me about this conversation over dinner.
Okay.
I do want to hear it. I have no problem if there was a little bit of give and a little bit of compromise that made people feel better, but I think we should get something in return. I want to get reciprocity. If I have a permit in Nevada, which I do, to keep a concealed weapon, I don't want to get arrested in New York simply for walking around with my weapon. When I'm a good guy, try to protect people. I think we need reciprocity. You give me that, and we could have a little bit of something on the other side that makes people feel better, even though I believe it won't do anything. Because in the end, bad guys get guns illegally. So it doesn't matter. We'll be right back. More with Liz Peek, columnist for Fox News and The Hill, website LizPeek.com. I'm Wade Allyn-Root. War. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98, that's only $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow, great pillow, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. And call them, 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
Raw and unfiltered. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Call the number 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I'm sure liberals are losing their minds today that... My initials are WAR. Every day there's something new that offends liberals, drives them crazy, and you know, after all the terrible things that happened this weekend, my God, a guy's calling himself WAR. It's my name. I was named that at birth, WAR. All right, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of the segment of the show. We're getting right back with Liz Peek in a second. I just want to mention Liberty HealthShare. You should contact them. They are my carrier of my health insurance, except they're not really health insurance. They're the alternative to health insurance. They're Christian health sharing. And before you go, oh, as my Jewish relatives say in New York, ay vey. You mean you don't have health insurance? You have Christian health sharing, Wayne? How does a Jewish guy have Christian health sharing? I'll tell you what, it works. Okay, I saved $18,000 in year one, $18,000 in year two, $18,000 will be saved by the end of this year. That's $54,000 saved at the end of 3 years. What could you do with an extra $54,000? And when I got kidney stones and had to have surgery in February, first one of my life, thank God, I've been blessed with a healthy life. But I did have kidney stones, and at the moment you're in the hospital and you're going to have surgery, you're not too happy about it, whether you've had a blessed life or not. And you're scared. And you're also scared about the bill. And they took care of the whole bill. It was amazing. It's only $107 a month for a single. It starts at $449 a month for a family. It's the way health care should be. For more information, call Liberty Health Share at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Or lightyourliberty.com. Lightyourliberty.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Liz Peek, tell them Wayne Root sent you. You're on the Wayne Root Show. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
So you were going to tell us about a dinner party you were at about
discussing gun control. Yeah, so we were talking about the whole gun violence issue. And, you know, one guy said, well, look, America's always had guns. America's always had crazy people. What is different? And I know there's been a lot of chatter about this today, and President Trump raised it, but I do think that Hollywood's indulgence in super gory, violent movies, and more importantly, super gory, violent video games is not positive. I do think it inures people to violence. And, you know, an awful lot of these young men who are these shooters, I think they kind of clearly confused in their heads, or they want to be a hero. They want to be a hero like they are in a video game, And frankly, I don't approve of that. I don't approve of those games being available to the public. I don't think that's a very healthy thing for people to get involved with. And am I trying to restrict people's access to this? I don't know. Maybe. I realize that's a controversial position, but I don't think those are good for our country. I also, in terms of guns, I grew up with guns. I like to hunt and shoot. But I don't think that people need automatic or even semi-automatic weapons that can create these mass killings. I think that we should do something about that. We did in the past, and then there was a ban. You know, obviously automatic rifles are against the law, and semi-automatics were up until, I think, 2004 or something, and they haven't been, that ban has not been renewed. I think it should be. So that probably does put me in conflict with you. But the answer is, this is not a Second Amendment right. Machine guns, you know, you can't have a tank in your backyard. There are weapons of mass destruction or whatever you want to call them that people are not allowed to own, and I think that should extend to these rifles that are used in these assaults. Nobody, I've never met a hunter who wants to go hunting with an automatic or semi-automatic rifle. I don't think that's hunting.
No, I get it, but at the same time, it just doesn't help. It's not going to change anything. As a matter of fact, I saw this article today. I'll make people feel better, but it won't change a thing. I saw an article that points out that of all the mass shootings in America, 80% of them, no, I think it was 75% of those mass shootings, and 80% of all gun crimes are committed by pistols. So then liberals are going to say, we got to ban pistols. It obviously
maybe,
isn't the assault rifles.
Maybe, but you know, Orlando wasn't a pistol. The horrible Las Vegas shooting wasn't a pistol. Most of these ones where you have 20, 30 people dead, those are not pistols. Those are domestic homicides or whatever.
But can I ask you, how are you going to get people to give up their guns when they spent $5,000 on a gun, $2,000 on a gun? In New Zealand, they made them all give up their guns, and so far, I think I read the other day, like 58 guns have been handed in the entire New Zealand. No one's going to hand them in. That's the thing. It just doesn't make sense, because in the end, law-abiding people don't use the gun in a bad way. They have it just to protect themselves. So you're only going after the law-abiding people. That's the problem, Liz. I kind of agree with you, and I kind of disagree with you. You know, I get
I've always thought the bumper sticker that if you outlaw guns, only outlaws have guns. I've always thought that was kind of true. And yet, the fact that you can take a guy, allow for someone to walk in and buy one of these weapons, yes, you're right. Maybe people will never give them up. Let's stop selling them now. Maybe in 10 years that'll have some impact. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Maybe you also ban these the ammunition for those high caliber weapons. Again, eventually that'll have some impact.
Yeah, you talked about that bumper sticker, and I'll tell you the one I remember as a kid. It's if tomorrow Arabs, Muslims, Arabs in the Middle East put down all their weapons, it'd be peace in the Middle East. But if tomorrow Jews put down all their weapons, we'd all be killed. And so it just falls in the same line. The good guys aren't hurting anybody with their guns. They're just protecting themselves.
Yeah.
But the bad guys are killing you with the guns. So should we make stronger laws and put a stronger death penalty and no more appeals? If you are convicted of a mass murder, no more appeals. You get killed tomorrow. Let's get people scared. You don't go out and kill people.
Also, what would scare these guys is to have an absolute ban on revealing their names or showing their faces.
Hey, Liz, we're going out. I got to rush. I got to rush you off. Columnist Fox News in the Hill, Liz Peek. She's at LizPeek.com. Thanks for coming on. We got to run.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.